Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. We begin in British Columbia. The government is introducing legislation to hold businesses accountable for the harm their products may be causing to children and adults. Premier David Eby made the announcement.
These companies will be put on notice by these laws that British Columbia will pursue them for the costs of the harms that their products cause. And not just the companies, we will pursue the directors and the officers of these companies for those costs.
EB says the law is similar to the one targeting tobacco and opioid manufacturers. This legislation is more general and may include social media companies that allow cyberbullying, as well as vape and energy drink manufacturers advertising to young people. The Supreme Court of Canada has decided not to hear an appeal by a group of Manitoba churches charged with violating pandemic restrictions. That means lower court rulings finding them guilty will stand. Cameron McIntosh has more.
Five Manitoba churches asked the Supreme Court of Canada to hear their appeal, arguing Manitoba's COVID restrictions, which temporarily closed in-person religious services in 2020 and 21, violated the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, an argument they previously lost in two lower courts, including the Manitoba Court of Appeal, which ruled the restrictions necessary to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Calgary-based Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms, which represented the churches, says it's disappointed. In the initial case, two of its lawyers admitted they had the presiding judge followed to see if he was following public health orders. They're suspended from practicing in Manitoba. Cameron McIntosh, CBC News, Winnipeg.
A former Quebec judge has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of his wife. Today's surprise plea ends a 15-year-long legal saga for Jacques Delisle. He was convicted of the first-degree murder of his severely disabled wife in his first trial in 2012. The legal process was plagued with delays and mistakes and the prospect of a new trial for the 88-year-old. Prosecutor Francois Gaudin says today's outcome is the best one under the circumstances.
It's been 15 years. He's been almost 9 years in prison, 88 years old. If we do not believe that we will have been able to stand trial.
Delisle maintained his wife had taken her own life, even though he was the one who gave her the gun. His defense team agreed with prosecutors. Delisle will serve one more day in prison on top of time already served. CBC News has confirmed the Canadian government is temporarily pausing the export of non-lethal military aid to Israel. Israel's request for 30 Canadian-made armored patrol vehicles has stalled. Rafi Bujikanian has more.
For months, the Canadian government has said all it exports to Israel is non-lethal aid, things such as goggles or body armor. But according to a source, that's now been paused. The source says the government is constantly reassessing the situation on the ground as the Israel-Hamas conflict rages on. As well, two sources have also told Radio-Canada that a request for 30 armored patrol vehicles manufactured by the Ontario weapons maker Rochelle has been stalled for months, with the Foreign Affairs Department neither explicitly approving nor rejecting the request. Canada is facing pressure from the opposition NDP as well as Muslim organizations such as the National Council of Canadian Muslims to stop all exports of military aid to Israel. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs calls the pause a moral failure. Rafi Bujikanian, CBC News, Ottawa.
A humanitarian rescue group says some 60 people who left Libya a week ago died trying to cross the Mediterranean. Its ship, the Ocean Viking, spotted a deflating rubber dinghy yesterday with 25 people aboard. Two were unconscious, the others exhausted, dehydrated, and suffering burns from the fuel aboard the craft. The rescue group says the survivors were from Senegal, Mali, and Gambia. And it says the number of presumed dead was difficult to verify. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.